today's contestants, a speech writer from Washington, D.C., Matt Gribble. A sustainability analyst from Los Angeles, California, Lauren D'Souza. And our returning champion, a writer and stay-at-home mom from Hutto, Texas, Sarah Jett Rayburn, whose one day cash winnings total $31,000. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome everybody. I cannot recall the last time we had a contestant appear on our stage with a little scarf like Sarah has today. This studio is cold, isn't it?
It is. It's
You're
freezing.
The only intelligent one. I need a scarf. Lauren and Matt, let's see if we can't warm things up with the competition. Good luck. Here we go. Here are the categories. Who made that? City homophones. You don't have to give two words. One-word TV titles. We'll go around the USA. We'll deal with a little bit of everything in potpourri. And finally, each correct response will begin with Z. Sarah, start.
One-word TV titles, 200.
This drama was about the survivors of the crash of Oceanic Flight 815. Lauren.
What is lost?
That's it.
Starts with Z, 200.
It's the type of garden seen here where you might do some meditating. Lauren.
What is a Zen garden?
That's it.
Starts with Z, 800.
Literally meaning golden, it's the basic monetary unit of Poland. And that would be a zloty. Back to you, Lauren.
Starts with Z, 600.
It's what the woman here is doing to her lemon. Sarah?
What is zesting?
Yes.
Starts with Z, 1000.
Native to Austria and Germany, it's the instrument being played here. Listen. Sarah.
What is Zydeco?
No. Lauren or Matt? What is the zither? Back to you, Sarah.
Starts with Z for 400.
In England, this summer squash is popularly called a courgette. Lauren.
What is a zucchini?
Good.
One word TV, 400.
Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson solved crimes in modern-day New York City on this CBS procedural. Matt.
What is Sherlock?
Nope. Lauren.
What is elementary?
That's it. You're the only one on the plus side.
One word TV, 600.
A San Francisco detective solved crimes on this show, despite his obsessive compulsive disorder sometimes getting in the way. Lauren.
What is Monk?
Yeah.
One word, 800.
Hayden Panettiere starred on this show about rising and fading country music stars. Sarah.
What is Nashville?
Yes.
One word titles, 1000.
After their mom's death, three young women discover they have magic powers on this CW drama. Sarah.
What is Charmed?
Charmed, yes.
Who made that for 200?
We write of its four-color original pen. Lauren.
What is Bic?
Bic is right.
Who made that 400?
Here's a switch. The game called Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020. Matt.
Who is Sega?
No. Sarah.
Who is Nintendo?
Nintendo, yes.
Who made that 6?
Twinkies, which it calls the snack cake golden child. Lauren.
What is Hostess?
Yes.
Who made that 800?
The stately Colorado pickup truck. Sarah.
What is Chevy?
Yes, Chevrolet makes it.
Who made that 1000?
Get your kicks, hoop it up, and play your A game with hardened step back shoes. And they are made by Adidas. All right, we're going to take our first break. We're off to a fairly good start, all except for Matt. We'll chat with him first. Well, I'm happy to say, as I welcome you all back, that Matt is about to get some good news. Our judges have decided to accept your response of Sega a few minutes ago, so we are awarding you $800, and that takes you out of the red.
There we go.
Congratulations. Now, tell me about this mountain climbing thing coming up this summer for you.
Yeah. When I was 13, I really wanted to be John Krakauer, and I'm 23, and that hasn't really changed. So I'll be climbing Mount Rainier in June and hoping to get to Denali next year.
Okay. Mount Rainier with how many other people?
About 9 in the group.
Oh, okay. That's good. I didn't want to have you go alone. Lauren D'Souza is a sustainability analyst from Los Angeles who collects what?
I collect copies of 1984. George Orwell's, yeah. I read it when I was in eighth grade, and it really resonated with me, and I think it's resonated with everybody lately. Yeah.
But aren't all of the books exactly the same?
I collect copies with different covers in different languages.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds like fun. Now we come to our champion, Sarah Jett Rayburn from Texas. Your daughter was a preemie.
She was. She was born at 25 weeks, so she weighed 2 pounds, 3 ounces, which was large for her gestational age.
Wow.
And she was due on Easter Sunday that year, which was April 12th, but she was born on January 2nd.
Oh, gosh.
She stayed in the NICU 100 days.
Oh, gosh.
And she came home on her original due date, which was, you know, Easter and 2 days after my birthday. So it was just the best Easter birthday gift.
And is she here in the audience today?
She is.
All right.
Her name is Penelope.
Wave, there she is. Hey, Penelope. Okay, let's keep things going here. You're in command of the board, so go ahead. Make your selection, champ.
City homophones for 200.
Beaten in battle, or a town paired with Lexington. Lauren?
What is Concord?
Good.
City homophones 400.
Your brother's daughter, or a town on the French Riviera. Matt?
What is Nice?
Yes.
Homophones for 6.
Spooky, or a Pennsylvania Great Lake City. Sarah.
What is Erie?
Yes.
Homophones for 8.
A person's animating spirit, or the city that's headquarters to Hyundai. Matt.
What is Seoul?
Correct.
Homophones for 1,000.
Answer. Daily double. All right, look at that.
Let's make it a true daily double.
All right, you'll still be in third place, but you'll have $2,400 if you get this clue right. 4-letter low-carb diet or Andean capital?
What is Lima?
Oh, no, you picked the wrong one. What is keto? K-E-T-O or Q-U-I-T-O? Go again.
Potpourri for 8.
15% of a U.S. ton is this many pounds. U.S. ton, 2,000 times 15%. 300 is the correct response. Matt.
Potpourri for 1,000.
Check out this two-word boat item as it goes soaring through the air. I like the cut of yours. Sarah.
What is a jib?
Jib, yes.
Potpourri for 600.
Businessman Charles Schwab, novelist John Irving, and lawyer David Boies all have this reading disorder. Lauren.
What is dyslexia?
You got it.
Potpourri 400.
This type of whale here has a point, and it's ivory. Sarah.
What is a narwhal?
Correct.
Potpourri 200.
Named for the way it rolls around lonely streets in Western movies, this plant was imported to the United States from Russia. Lauren.
What is a tumbleweed?
Yes.
Around the USA, 1,000.
Miner and cowhand Jim White claimed to have discovered these New Mexico caverns as a 16-year-old in 1898. Lauren.
What is Karshner Caverns?
Nope. Sarah.
What is Carlsbad Cavern?
That's it.
Around the USA for 8.
A 50-foot stainless steel South Dakota statue called Dignity honors the culture of the Dakota and this group whose name rhymes with Dakota. Lauren.
What are the Lakota?
That's it.
Around the USA, 600.
Visit the CNN Center or the Center for Civil and Human Rights in this city. Matt.
What is Atlanta?
Yes.
Around the USA for 4.
This granite boulder is in Pilgrim Memorial State Park in Massachusetts. Matt.
What is Plymouth Rock?
Correct.
Around the US for 200.
Head to this state to visit the Mendenhall Glacier and the Mendenhall Ice Caves. But hurry, the ice is melting. Sarah?
What is Alaska?
Right. That takes you up to 5,800. You're off to an excellent start, and we'll take a break and come back and start Double Jeopardy right after this. Another scoring change to announce, and it affects our champion, Sarah. I may have misled you in the way I read the clue a little while ago about the flying jib. So our judges have decided they're not going to penalize you for an incorrect response, but we are going to take away the $1,000 we gave you incorrectly for a correct response. All right, Matt, you get to go first in this Double Jeopardy round, and here are the categories. We start off with the Zulus, followed by General Hospital. Holy smoke. Her major movie debut, followed by Archer, and phrasing. Matt?
General Hospital for 16.
One factor for a newborn entering the NICU, short for this, is a birth weight of less than 5.5 pounds. Sarah, don't get it wrong.
What is neonatal intensive care unit?
You have experience with it. There you go.
How about her major movie debut for 4?
Mia Thermopolis in The Princess Diaries. Lauren.
Who is Anne Hathaway?
Correct.
Movie 800.
You get a role, and you get a role, and she got the role of Sophia in The Color Purple. Lauren.
Who is Oprah?
Yeah.
Movie 1200.
Abby in Blood Simple, written by who else but the Coen brothers, and directed by Joel. Sarah.
Who is Frances McDormand?
Good.
Movie 16.
1993's The Piano, for which she won an Oscar at age 11. Sarah.
Who is Anna Paquin?
Yes.
Movie 2000.
The female lead in the 1976 remake of King Kong. Sarah.
Who is Jessica Lange?
Correct.
Holy Smoke, 400.
If you see the Fumata Bianca come through the chimney and hear the bells of St. Peter's Basilica ring, this selection was just made. Lauren.
What is a new pope?
That's it.
Holy Smoke, 800.
This alliterative shrubbery from Exodus was not consumed by the fire that engulfed it. Sarah.
What is the burning bush?
Yes.
Holy Smoke, 1200.
Native Americans were fond of burning this plant in ceremonies, and the practice is now used to remove bad energy from homes. Lauren.
What is sage?
Sage, yes.
Holy Smoke, 16.
Some religious ceremonies feature one of these smoky incense carriers. And that's called a censer. Back to you, Lauren.
Holy Smoke, 2000.
The smoky cityscape of Delhi is beautifully lit up during this Hindu festival of lights. Lauren?
What is Diwali?
Right.
General Hospital, 400.
A code of this color is widely used to call out a medical emergency all over the facility. Lauren?
What is red?
No. Matt?
What is black?
No. Code blue. Code blue. Lauren?
The Zulus, 400.
Zulu is a subgroup of this five-letter language group of South and Central Africa. Lauren?
What is Bantu?
Good.
Zulus, 800.
Andres Pretorius, a leader of this Dutch settler group, defeated an army of some 10,000 Zulus at the Battle of Blood River in 1838. Lauren?
Who are the Boers?
Yes.
Zulus, 1200.
This host of The Daily Show speaks several languages, including Zulu and Xhosa. Matt?
Who is Trevor Noah?
He's the one.
Zulus for 16.
Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithini has revived customs like the Harvest Festival of First V's that also inspired Kwanzaa. Sarah?
What are first fruits?
First fruits, yes.
Phrasing for 400.
Meaning to achieve a goal, there's more than one way to do this. But why bring the feline into it? Sarah?
What is to skin a cat?
Yeah.
Phrasing for 8.
An idiom suggests not doing this to spite your face. Why would you even consider it? Sarah?
What is to cut off your nose?
Correct.
Phrasing 1200.
I've heard it said, don't throw the baby out with this liquid. What is the matter with you people? Sarah?
What is the bathwater?
Right.
Phrasing 16.
Actors don't like good luck before shows, but this three-word alternative seems awfully painful. Matt?
What is break a leg?
That's it.
Phrasing for 2000?
This two-word term for someone deemed attractive, yet chaotic, has origins in warm foods served in the 19th century. Matt?
What is a hot mess?
Yes.
General Hospital for 2000?
Have issues with your blood? Head over to this department, the study of blood diseases and of blood-forming organs. Lauren?
What is pathology?
Nope. Matt?
What is hematology?
You got it.
Zulus for 2000.
Take a look. Here, as on each September 24th, Zulus celebrate a holiday that was named in honor of this warrior leader of the early 1800s. Sarah?
Who is Shaka Khan?
Nope. Matt?
Who is Shaka Zulu?
Shaka Zulu, or Shaka all by himself.
Archer for 2000?
She gave Legolas a bow of the Galadrim, strung with a string of elf hair. Sarah?
Who is Galadriel?
Yes.
Archer for 16.
In this Edith Wharton novel, the aptly named May Welland Archer wins an archery contest at the Beaufort House. Sarah?
What is A Room with a View?
No. The novel is The Age of Innocence. That was your second choice. Go again, Sarah.
Archer 4-4.
In one legend, this mythological hunter is killed by an arrow from Artemis and later placed in the heavens. Matt.
Who is Achilles?
No. Lauren.
Who is Orion?
Yes.
Archer 800.
Schiller's play about this Swiss man features a bow, an arrow, and an apple. Lauren.
Who is William Tell?
Correct.
Archer 1200.
Answer there. Daily double. And it gives you a chance to take the lead away from Sarah.
2500.
All right. In a 2008 novel, she gets angry at the game makers and shoots an arrow into a pig they are about to eat.
Who is Katniss Everdeen?
Yes.
General Hospital 1200.
Answer there. The other day.
I'll do 2000.
All right. This machine can restore a regular heartbeat by using electric currents. Are we clear? And the machine is a defibrillator. Now the last clue. A sling type of this, a stretcher with an elevated headrest, can have six wheels and has six letters. Matt.
What is a gurney?
That's it, and that takes you up to 9,800. Look at those scores. Great numbers to start off the week. Here comes Final Jeopardy. Civil War people is what we get to deal with right after this.
The school bus took my kid to someone else's address, and she was missing for 3 hours.
Project Baltimore investigates what happened.
Fox 45 News questions if one mayoral candidate violated election laws.
Tonight at 10.
Pigeons know to take a closer look at Geico and are ready to fire at this first name. What is Will? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's been a while since we've had a Final Jeopardy category about the Civil War, but that's the case today, and here is the clue, players. Before they were photographed together in 1862, Lincoln wryly noted this general should have no problem sitting still for it. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Lincoln had trouble getting this general to attack Lee, and the general had the slows about him. All right, we'll go to Lauren first. She had 8,700. Her response was Sherman. No, it wouldn't be Sherman. He was a mover and a shaker. It'll cost you 5,701. That drops you to 29.99. Let's go to Matt. He had 9,800. He wrote down a question mark. It looks like he was going for Sherman also. Incorrect. It'll cost you everything but $2. Now to our champion, Sarah Jett Rayburn, 14,400 going in, and she wrote down, who is Grant? No, he was a mover.
McClellan, maybe?
Yes.
I wasn't sure. I second-guessed myself on that one a lot. Sorry, I shouldn't be talking now.
No, that's fine. You can talk now. There are people who are watching who are saying, why didn't she put down McClellan? And you just explained it was your second choice.
I was afraid that, you know, Grant seems safer, you know what I mean? And I thought, but anyway, I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just witnessed something that never happens on our program, an explanation of why the contestant wrote down what they did. Let's see how much it's going to cost our champion. $6,000. Hey, that leaves her with $8,400. She remains champ. She now has a two-day total of $39,400. We'll get more explanations from her tomorrow. See you then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Pain can weigh you down, but you're resilient. And Icy Hot No Mess fuels your resilience. Fast-acting, targeted pain relief. Icy Hot.
If you or a loved one has mesothelioma, call now. Many manufacturers sold deadly asbestos products to thousands of companies, putting workers at risk. An estimated $30 billion in trust money has been set aside to pay asbestos victims. You may be entitled to compensation.
For your free legal consultation, call 1-800-411-3838. That's 1-800-411-3838. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson.